Auto-Tune rules today's top 40 airwaves. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joshua Reese, reader in the School of Electronic Engineering and Computer Science at Queen Mary University of London, says the origin of this technique came from an unlikely place.
Anyone who listens to commercial radio nowadays has probably been hit with the impression that a lot of pop music sounds very similar. One particular technology has had an especially strong influence on the homogenization of music. Throughout the 80s, Dr. Andy Hildebrand worked for the oil industry, interpreting seismic data. By sending sound waves into the ground, he could detect reflections and map potential drill sites. Hildebrand also studied music composition and used his data analysis knowledge to develop audio processing tools. At a dinner party, a guest challenged him to invent a tool that would help her sing in tune. In 1996, Hildebrand's Antares Audio Technologies released Auto-Tune. Auto-Tune was intended to correct off-key vocals. It moves the pitch of a note to the nearest true semitone. The original Auto-Tune had a speed parameter, which determined how quickly the note moved to the target pitch. Engineers realized that by setting this attack time very short, Auto-Tune could be used to make it sound as if the voice leaps from note to note. It gives vocals an artificial, robotic sound that can be appealing or irritating depending on taste. This was the trademark sound of Cher's 1998 hit song, Believe. Like many audio effects, engineers and performers found a creative use, quite different from the intended use. As Hildebrand said, "I never figured anyone in their right mind would want to do that." Yet auto-tune and competing pitch correction technologies are now widely applied in amateur and professional recordings and across many genres. And some young listeners who've grown up listening to auto-tuned music think the singer lacks talent if they hear an unprocessed vocal track. If anything, both its subtle, corrective use and overt creative use continues to grow.
That was Joshua Reese of Queen Mary University of London. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.